For a lot of people, journalism looks like this.
We have the goods. We don't have any competition. There's dozens of stories in here. The Times has barely scratched the surface. We have 10 hours till the deadline, so we dig in.
Tom Hanks there playing Ben Bradley, longtime executive editor of The Washington Post, in the 2017 movie The Post about the paper's reporting on the leaked Pentagon Papers. The Pentagon Papers weren't publicly released until 2011, but they contained vital information about the workings of the government. And that's why we have public record laws, the ability for private citizens and journalists to see documents that show what our government is doing. Here's the thing. Massachusetts is one of the two least transparent states in the country when it comes to public records. Right now, the governor, for example, is exempt from the public records law. If someone requests records from that office, administration doesn't have to hand them over. A new bill introduced by Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin aims to change that. And we want to really dive into this. With us, Todd Wallach, deputy managing editor here at WBUR, who sued the state for records while a reporter with the Boston Globe's investigative team Spotlight, and Jeff Foster, executive director at Common Cause Massachusetts. Todd, welcome.
Great to be here in the studio.
Great to have you, Todd, in the studio. Yay. Jeff, you're remote, but you are just as welcome.
Hey, Tiziana. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Jeff, I'm actually going to start with you. What is an example of information that a citizen might want public, and it isn't right now? First thing that comes to mind for me is maybe who's the governor meeting with, for example.
Yeah, so first, I just want to start by saying we are so excited to see this bill being filed. It's been a long, long time coming here in Massachusetts. Common Cause Massachusetts has been working for decades to try to make our government more accessible, more transparent. So we're really excited to see this. There's a lot that happens in government, especially in the governor's office, that would be helpful for the public to be able to understand more, right? And the existing public records law spells it out for us. Any material like books, papers, maps, recorded tapes, statistic tabulations, anything really that's being used to decide and eventually implement policies that impact all of our lives. And it'd be really helpful and good for democracy for the public to know a little bit more about what's being considered.
So, Todd, what kind of information might people want that they can't get right now? And who can't they get it from in Massachusetts that they could in some other state?
Yeah, well, Massachusetts has a lot of holes in the public records law. We're the only state where the governor's office, the legislature, the judiciary all claim to be completely exempt from the public records law. So any records that they have, they say it's up to them to decide whether to provide them to journalists, citizens, or anybody else who asks.
So what does that cost us? What can't we pay attention to and hold our legislators or our elected officials accountable for because we can't get that information, Todd?
Well, it's any records you can imagine. So you mentioned calendars. So, I mean, think of, you know, all the people that the governor and other officials are meeting with. But it goes beyond that. I mean, it could be what types of complaints are coming about that office. Are they signing secret deals? Even just looking at their credit card records with other officers, records of how the government is spending their money is public. But with these three arms of government, they claim to be completely exempt from the public records law.
And Jeff, that is not the case most other places, correct?
Right. Actually, Massachusetts is one of the few remaining states to still offer blanket exemptions like that. And again, as Todd mentioned, you know, it goes beyond the governor's office, right? We're hearing that the legislature and the judiciary are also claiming the ability to have blanket exemptions. And, you know, a lot of confusion, actually, especially around the governor's office, comes from the 1997 lawsuit Lambert v. Judicial Nominating Council, which was very narrow in its scope. But ever since that ruling, we've seen every governor, Democrat and Republican here in Massachusetts, reference the Lambert decision in their blanket exemption. And so we know while, you know, originally it's not clear that the legislature, when they drafted this law, had ever intended to create that blanket exemption in the first place. So, again, we're excited to see this bill being filed.
So, Todd, as I understand it, Secretary Galvin's bill applies the public records law to the governor's office. I've read some analysis that suggests that it doesn't for the judiciary and the legislature to make it more palatable to get something signed and make a step forward. What's your take on that?
Well, there certainly have been efforts in the past to broaden the public records law to make it clear that it covers the legislature as well. And those efforts have gone nowhere. So this is a narrower effort. It's gotten people talking. It is possible that Secretary Galvin filed it with the hopes that maybe this would have more possibility of getting passed than a broader one that also included the legislature.
So I also you talked about that narrower focus, Todd. I understand, Jeff, that at the city level we're seeing more of this too. And you know, this is on my mind because, you know, we're all in the information business. So for us, it makes total sense. I got to be able to get a hold of these records. We need to hold government accountable. You know, if I'm sitting at my kitchen table and I'm thinking about the things I'm dealing with every day, Jeff, this may not be front and center on my mind. So I thought Framingham was an interesting example. We spoke with Framingham City Councilor John Stefanini, who authored an ordinance in the city last year to increase transparency, including amending how the city responds to public records requests. He says he's in favor of opening up the state's public records law. Here he is.
It is a challenge to, you know, operate in a fishbowl. But it is that fishbowl that genuinely improves the process and the product.
So, Jeff, I'm going to be devil's advocate a little bit here. Most people aren't paying that close attention and don't know about when the governor's meeting with somebody and it doesn't affect their daily lives. Why are we entitled to elected officials operating in a fishbowl? And why is it important for some to make sure that happens, even if we can't all pay attention that way every day?
Yeah, I think this is why there's such an institutional importance behind media and what we do here at Common Cause Massachusetts and other good government watchdog groups, is that voters count on us and trust us for information so that they can become as informed as they need to be when it comes to voting. And so, yeah, they may not be tuned in every day into the nuts and bolts of this, but it's really important that when they turn to their trusted sources for information to become informed citizens, that we're able to provide them with the strongest information possible.
And Todd, this gets silly hard sometimes, doesn't it? To actually get information that you want or need as a journalist or as a, you know, a representative of the public interest from departments that aren't covered under the public records law?
Yeah, absolutely. Because when I filed requests with the courts and the governor's office, sometimes they provide me information and otherwise, other times they say, sorry, we're not going to, and we're not covered by the public records law, so there's nothing you can do about it.
Does there seem to be any rhyme or reason? Like, do you know, oh, I'm never going to get this, they're always going to say yes to this, or is it capricious?
It varies a lot. Part of it depends on whether it's in their public interest, whether it's in their personal interest to get information out. So, you know, if there are records that the governor wants people to see, the governor has an interest in doing that. If they're embarrassing records, the agencies are more likely to withhold them.
So, Jeff, Governor Baker's not running again, and Attorney General Maura Healey, who actually upheld this 1997 finding that the governor's not covered under the public records law, is running for governor. I know she has said that she's actually in favor of greater transparency. Open race this year. In general, do we have hope that whoever gets elected is going to want to do things differently? And does the fact that the governor's not going to be the one mean that if this gets to his desk before the election, he might be more likely to sign it? I know I'm speculating all over the place here, Jeff, but speculate with me.
Yeah, I mean, on principle, it's time. It's time to get something like this done here for Massachusetts. But I do think the political landscape and the moment we're in as a country really invites this and other related reforms. We're really excited to see that. I know many of the candidates who are running for governor have been willing to support some sort of a change like this to the public records law. And yeah, we'd be really optimistic to see the legislature and governor get something done.
So, Todd, when I taught in social work, sometimes I would teach about the Flint water crisis and how our systems do or don't support people who are marginalized and vulnerable. Of course, lead in the water there in vulnerable communities. Michigan is similar to Massachusetts in terms of not having good transparency laws. And people were not able to get information that they needed about the governor's actions, for example, in that case. Is that an extreme example, or is that the kind of stuff that happens and that you can't find out about when public record laws are less transparent?
Well, it's a very notable example. But there's certainly been other examples of records that are of interest when it comes to governors and other powerful officials. For instance, the records of the recording that former President Trump had with the Secretary of State in Georgia. Was very important records, and if that type of conversation happened with the governor of Massachusetts, those records would not be subject to the public records law. Or look at all the allegations against the former governor in New York, both with sexual harassment and misusing the office with people working on his book. Those types of records would not be subject to the public records law in Massachusetts because the governor's office claims to be completely exempt.
So, Jeff, you have said the time is now. We've just looked at the legislation. It only covers the governor, what Secretary Galvin is proposing. Is this the kind of thing that someday maybe it's a ballot initiative? Can we explain and get people interested on the everyday street about this? Could it be something swept up in a ballot initiative?
Whether we can or can't, we should try. And I will say right now, I'd say it's a little early on a ballot initiative. I think it's really important for folks to weigh in, to let their state legislators know that they think this is the time to ensure that the governor's office is explicitly named in our public records law. And I do want to just add one thing. I think it's really important to note because, as the conversation and likely a debate plays out around this, there are already normal exclusions built into the public records law now, right? So things like personnel information or health information that's otherwise not able to be released publicly, that's already built into the public records law. And so those normal exclusions would apply still to the governor. But as we've already heard from Todd and earlier in the discussion, there's just so much more to be gained by the public here. But we're hopeful for the bill and we'll follow it along the process and see what needs to happen.
All right. That is Jeff Foster, Executive Director at Common Cause Massachusetts. Also with us, Todd Wallach, Deputy Managing Editor right here at WBUR, who sued the state for records while a reporter with the Boston Globe's investigative team Spotlight. Todd, thanks.
Thank you.
And Jeff, thanks to you too.
Thanks, Tatiana.